Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. It is a Monday, and I hope everyone survived the festivities of last week of Thanksgiving.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful time to get together with family and friends.
Nice weekend.
Couple days off, it's always nice, you know, and get fired up. But we did have the program go forth because I believe we did come in.
We came on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving and then also on Friday. That was the highlight of our days.
Amen.
Anyway, this is 99.5 Hawaii's Christian Talk Radio. This is Free Inside Ministry. This is Pastor Bulla. This evening it's Monday, so we have Pastor Kawa Kwan.
Aloha! Yay!
All the way from Lamb of God Church
Lamb of God Bible School.
In Mo'ili'ili on Eisenberg.
Right. Yes.
Just Amen. A wonderful place to go worship the Lord. It's like an old Hawaiian church over there, right in the middle of that community. You wouldn't see it unless you're lost and you're looking for it. But it's right there, and the Spirit of the Lord fills all who go there.
Amen.
We want to thank the congregation, Lamb of God, for allowing Pastor Kawa Kwan to come every Monday night and letting him come and cutting him loose, and we just have such a wonderful time with him. And
yes,
also, we have my lovely bride, Lynette, is here after a long day at work, you know.
Aloha.
That's right.
Now, you got to realize, we're not doing this at 9:30, guys. We're recording this. But it's still late. It's still about 6 o'clock, and we've been up since about 3 a.m., so it's a long day.
For the glory of the Lord.
That's right. To God be the glory. Don't look to see us. Look to see the Lord.
Amen.
Don't look to hear us. Look to hear the Lord. And it's not about the messenger. It's about the
message.
You know, and the Lord, may he just crush us, so what you hear is his heart and his mind.
Yes, less of us and more of him.
You know, and we want to thank Mark and Mary Benson out there
thank
at Honolulu
you.
Ford.
Honolulu Ford.
Bless
oh,
them,
thank
Lord.
You so much. We can never thank them enough, you know.
Yes.
And I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know you guys are busy. Probably had a lot of Black Friday, Black Saturday, Black Monday. You don't have Black Sunday because you close on Sunday.
Yes,
right. Sunday they rest.
God honors you for doing that. Danny Asau and his team working hard over there, too. Thank you so much. And a shout out to First Assembly of God, Red Hill, and Pastor Clayton Cole.
Thank
you, Cole.
Covering us in prayer
and
all that we do and everywhere that we go. And thank you to our congregation at the six locations, but it's one church in six locations.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, just so much to be thankful for. You know, if you guys want to drop us a line, we've been so blessed to get some mail, and I want to give a shout out to all those of you who have written us letters. They just make our day. To me, that's my payday. When
Amen.
I hear about the things that the Lord is doing in your life or your family's life.
That's
and,
right.
You know, even if you're having a bad day, I take those too because we can pray for you. We stand
Amen.
In agreement with you, stand side by side and lock elbows
yes,
with you.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
our mailing address is P.O. Box 89253. And that's Honolulu, Hawaii, and that is 96830. It's probably the best way to get the mail to us if you get a stamp. Otherwise, if you have access to email, it's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. For those of you paddling the wave of social media, our Facebook page always has an encouraging word, wonderful pictures, and it has a lot of communication of
Amen.
Everyone in the ministry. And that's Free Inside Ministry on the Facebook page. And we do have the website, freeinsideministry.org. Under construction right now, a little
Praise
renovation
God.
Going on, but it's still up and running.
Thank you, Lord, anyhow.
And we just want to bless everyone out there. You know, it's...
Bless.
Monday's always a day. We got to get the engine going a little bit. You know, it's I think I can. And by Friday, we're sliding right down. But, you know, no matter where you're at, actually, we have a song for you this evening. And no matter where you're at in life, sometimes you feel like you're right in the middle of something.
Amen.
Yes, you are.
And Isaac Woo! Curry comes in and tells it in a nice rhythm of being in the middle.
Nice. Thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Nice. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
With tears rolling down your face. With your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake. You can do.
I'm just like you. If you cut me, I'll go bleed.
I'll go bleed.
I got wants just as well as I got needs. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand.
You know, what's wonderful about that is the music of the Lord just gets you into a place where you want to praise and worship him.
Amen.
And like what we're just talking about right now, in the middle of it, in the middle of it, no matter what kind of situation, you know, and studies have shown many of us are in a situation right now. We've got a situation we're trying to handle. We got some stuff we're going through, some junk in the trunk. And if you don't, then you've just come out of a situation or something that was challenging you. And if that's not you, then you're about ready to go into something. So no matter what you're doing in life or where you're at, you're always going to be either in a situation, coming out of a situation, or heading into a situation. And the good news of the gospel tonight is Jesus Christ is just in the middle of it with you all the way.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Too many times we forget that. Too many times we think our battle is our battle we fight by ourselves. Too many times we think that our family has left us by the curb, that our friends have left us at the dead end. Nobody's there. But you know what? Jesus is there every step of the way.
Amen.
Because he's gone through everything that we've gone through and then some. That's why he came down to earth, so he could be flesh incarnate. Amen. He could be Jesus himself. And so you don't think Jesus was depressed? You don't think he was wondering why those people were trying to crucify him? And still yet, while he hung on the cross, this is where forgiveness comes in. He hung on the cross, and as they're putting him up there, he says, "Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do." Have you come to a situation like that in your life where people are ridiculing you, people are trying to put you down, and you say, "Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do"? I pray that's your prayer, because I pray for myself I can do that. Because it's hard to do. That's just being real with you guys.
Yes.
Hard to ask for forgiveness for those that are persecuting you, for those that are prosecuting you. But you know what? If you're living right, and if you're living in the light of Jesus Christ, it's going to be all right.
All right. Yes, it truly is. And what a song that was. He's always in the middle of things.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we think we're all out to the right and the left, but Jesus Christ is right in the middle. And it's so fitting for the scripture that we're about to read tonight.
Mm, yeah. Hallelujah.
To you, my brothers and sisters out there, God loves you.
Mm.
May be blessed by this words that comes from the book of Ephesians.
Mm-mm.
Chapter 6, and we're just going to talk on this one little scripture here. A lot of power in it.
Amen.
I'm going to read from the Amplified version, and it goes like this. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, or contending only with physical opponents, but against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. That's the Amplified version.
That's Amplified. In the NIV, in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Wow, man.
And in the Jesus book, I love the Jesus book.
Yes, we do.
And in Ephesians,
bring it together.
Chapter 6, verse 12, it says, hey, us guys get war now, you know. But we're not fighting against regular kind of people with skin and bones.
That's right.
We're still fighting against the spirit leaders, against the spirits that get plenty of power, against the main gods that stay in charge of this dark world, against the spirits with power inside the sky that you know can see, but they're bad kind.
They sure are. But, you know, as the scriptures, my version says, it adds that word wrestling here. And I just like to take a look at that word just for a little bit. It's a wrestling. When we talk about wrestling, it's a struggle or a competition. But when I'm talking about wrestling, I like that visual component that God put up in my mind when he talks about wrestling. I'm not talking about WWF or WWE. I'm talking about a Olympic style wrestling. And you know, wrestling, it's a very grueling sport.
Yes,
you really need physical conditioning in wrestling. But it's also an up close encounter. When you wrestle, it's not at a distance. You need to be up and in the face of your opponent, and you need to feel it. And And within wrestling, it involves moves that one person makes, and then another person counters the move, and then that other person counters the counter move, and then you counter back and forth. And it goes because it's a struggle. You're trying to get the advantage over the next person. The leverage over the next person. But then when I look in the scriptures, you know, Lynn, it shows that we struggle, but it's not against a physical force. It's against a force that is, it's there, but it's the faith of God.
Amen.
You know, there's something, my brothers and sisters out there, you know, this is not something that he's playing around. Our opponent is no one to play around with.
That's right.
Amen.
Because our authority is greater. It's a universal authority.
Hallelujah.
So when you're sitting there and you're trying to picture and you see the physical struggle in a wrestling match, it's just like what you and I face. We're facing to be good, not just good people, but we're facing to live up to God's word. And, you know, sometimes we think that, oh, we can't live up to this. I want to tell you, my brother out there or sister that's listening, God loves you just the way you are.
Amen.
It doesn't
matter. Amen.
It's not about your past. It's about your present and your destiny that he's looking at right now. And he saw you and only you that will fit this picture.
Amen.
Praise God, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, wrestling, Pastor Kwan and Lynn, we have to remember wrestling is a combative sport.
Yes, it is.
And you see, when we talk about wrestling and grappling, we talk about ground and pound, clinch, fighting, throws, takedowns, joint locks, pins, grappling holds, and all these things. But you only get that when you're in the midst of the battle.
Right.
But you see, wrestling, more often than not, from the Roman Greco standpoint and its origins, is you're trying to maintain a position of superiority. You're trying to gain a superior position, because that's when you win, because when you're in control. So if we know that is what we're wrestling with the spirits and the principalities of evil and darkness, we by ourselves cannot do that.
Yes.
But we, because of God, can.
Because of God.
Because he has the superior position. Yes. We fight from victory, not for victory.
Yes.
And the victory was already won. So when you realize that, we're going to take some cracks. We're going to take some scraps. But the thing is, our superior position is not by what we do, but it's by what God does through us over those principalities.
That's right.
So if you remember, if you ever see the collegiate wrestling where the guys, they do one move, like Pastor was saying, and they counter this, and they flip it all over the place. Imagine if you already knew the outcome. And I read the end of the Bible. We win. Okay, guys, we win. Amen. So they can do everything they want. We will always have superior position. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be times where we think, oh, we're almost going to get pinned. There's going to be those times. But we will always maintain superior position in the final outcome.
Amen.
And that's a good point you make right there. The superior position. Because when you run a race, you run to win.
That's right.
That's right.
And God, when he went to the cross, he made it so you're going to win now.
Amen.
So you're out there. It doesn't matter where you are, but he made it for you to win.
Amen.
But yet in a competition, we got to train ourselves.
That's right.
And every day we got to get up. Every day we got to pray. That's our training.
Pray.
That's what our training is. We need to pray. We need to read the word of God. We need to fellowship. Mm. We need to get together. We need to have that, not just a superior point with a superior attitude in the word of God to have that victory over everything that we face.
Amen. And you know, sometimes it's not so much the struggle or the wrestling with the higher, with the principalities of darkness and evil. Sometimes it's a wrestle with God himself. Amen.
And, oh, you know, yes, like Jacob.
yes.
And you know what? And you know what Pastor Buller just said, right? God's going to win. So why are we wrestling with God? And, you know, right then God told me, it's because I need you, my daughter, to be in obedience with me.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And I just want, I pulled up this song. You guys know it's Casting Crowns, and it's Praise You in the Storm. And in the chorus, you know, it says, I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands.
Oh.
For you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand.
Thank you, Lord.
You never left my side.
Yes.
And though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you in the storm. Amen. And that's another training part. We got to learn to praise.
Hmm.
Amen.
We got to look at things and
even
just
in the
praise
storm.
God. Yeah.
Even in the struggle.
Yes.
Even in the wrestling.
Well, you know, it's in the wrestling that, you know, we realize, and you see, that's a good word, because if you use the word wrestling, you realize there is a struggle. It's not a walk through the park.
No.
It's not running around Magic Island. It's going to be a struggle. But you see, God didn't say save the world. He said save yourself through me.
Yes.
He's already saved the world, okay? So it's not a gargantuan task that is impossible. Concentrate on yourself in that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Because, you know, we're studying. In fact, I shared this on prayer. If you are up in the mornings, catch us on 95.5 The Fish. I'm on from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. At 5:30 every morning, I get to stand side by side with you. I get to lock elbows with you. I get to pray with you and pray for you. We pray together because prayer is powerful.
Start your day.
Thank you, Lord. Daniel 12:3, it says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness
like the stars
forever and ever.
Wow.
You know, you can do everything you want, but unless you're doing the Lord's work, unless you're doing your Father's business, it's all going to go for naught. Doing good things is good, but feeling good is not good enough for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So it's when you lead others into the righteousness and you lead others out of the muck and mire where you were.
Amen.
Come on, we all came out of the mud.
That's
right. You know, Christians, we're funny. Christians, we're pretty funny. You get the Portuguese, you get the Japanese, the Chinese, you get the Christianese. And Christians, it's like we're in one bus and we just went over to Pali. We're going to crash, okay? We headed down to the ground 400 feet below us. And in the bus, we're going like, bro, how come you're sitting in the second row? I'm in row 7.
Why
I'll
is
be up
she in the
front.
First row?
We're arguing amongst ourselves, and that bus is headed straight to the ground. He's like, bro, we should all be supporting each other.
Right.
But, you know, it's true. Leading others to righteousness, leading others to that personal relationship. You know, and that's what God really wants us to do, to be a vessel of his light. Because our light not bright enough. We're not getting light in one room.
Amen.
His light. You know, and we were talking about earlier about not having to fight. Because Jesus won the fight. It's just like small kid time playing baseball.
Right.
I use this in prison all the time. When you get the designated runner, you're on the court, say, okay, you may be my base runner. And all of a sudden, he gets a little bit salty. He crank him over the fence. All we got to do is touch all the bases. And we get the home run because coach bang him over the fence. But sometimes, kids, you ever watch them? They go around first base and, I go batch him or something. They run out to right field. And all of a sudden, they're not touching the bases. In life, many times we'll touch first base, but we have a distraction. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's broken relationships. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's unforgiveness. And we don't touch all the bases. But you know what? Jesus hit the home run. He's still at home plate going, where you went?
He's still waiting.
And 3 years later, when we come to our senses, you finally touch all the bases. You're coming home. And he's going, I knew he was going to come. Just took on a long time. And I was going, you know, a couple innings ago, a couple years ago, we hit the home run. And we got our tail between our legs and we got our head down. And he tells you, lift your head up because you are my son. And my son has come
home. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's all about the teamwork.
That's right.
You know, it's not everyone is over there encouraging and praising the Lord. And, you know, praises are just not only for the good times.
That's right.
Praises are for when there's no time, when there's absolutely nothing to praise
for.
When
you feel crushed.
Yes, but that's all a part of the training.
When you're discouraged.
It's all about it's all about the development of you.
The development of your faith.
You know, one of the great things is when you have that personal relationship, we do not fear, as believers, we do not fear death.
Amen.
Because to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to a funeral, and we've been to a few funerals because we're old enough.
Yeah.
If you had a funeral for a non-believer, oh, man, there's some screaming going on.
That's right.
There's some wailing going on. There's some
grief.
Sounds like some animals getting killed. I mean, because that is the last time they're ever going to see that person is in that urn or in that coffin.
In their mind.
This is because they're a non-believer.
That's
right. But if you go to a believer's funeral, one that has given their lives to the Lord and has a personal relationship, there is grief, there is sadness, but the majority of that service is a celebration of life.
Celebration of life.
Because that person's last breath here was their
first
breath
in heaven.
And you always say, I'll see you soon, but not too soon.
Not too
soon. And, you know, they're all up there waiting for us. And so it's the thing is when you don't fear death, then all you have to do is to live your life according to the Lord's plan. Because one of the biggest fears in many people's lives, besides speaking in front of a group of people, is death. Everyone fears death, and we see that every day. But, you know, if you die, you die. If you're right with God, it's like, it's all right. Pray for my family, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be up with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's why in the Lord, no fear.
God is
here.
No fear. God is here.
God stand with you. God keeps you. Under temptation, under trial, under heat, no matter. God has provided for us that way. And even sometimes the struggle, it may be with God, but sometimes it's just us.
It's with ourselves.
Yeah, we're in the way.
The flesh.
We're in the way. And there's things that got to be cut out of there.
Yes.
And that's why the grueling process of the Lord.
The grueling process.
But, you know, it's an easy process when we just say yes to God. And, you know, you might be thinking, Pastor, you just saying yes? You think it's easy? You're a pastor. No, I go through the same things too.
Same struggles.
I go through those times of doubt. I go through those things that are there also. But let me tell you, Jesus.
But the training.
Christ, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Training. Yeah, it's not the Christianese training.
Right.
It's just like weight training. Huh? You know, it's just like we can all remember when we was in high school.
Muscle memory.
Exactly, muscle memory. When you first walk into the gym, you see all these old guys pounding some heavy weights. They didn't start like that. They had to start with the bar, 45 pounds.
That's right.
They had to train with that and train with that. And then their muscle fibers got more dense. Why? Because of the repetition of the movement of the muscles.
Repetition.
So the more you pray, the more you praise Him, the more you read the Word of God. You see, you're not going to be a Bible scholar in 3 days.
No way.
In three lifetimes, you might not even become a Bible scholar. But that doesn't mean you stop training. You keep training because the more you train, the better you get.
Amen.
And you know, it's just like when people go in a gym. This is going to happen in January because everybody's going to grind over Christmas and New Year's. Oh, I like getting in shape. Well, I got to tell you, round is a shape, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, they want to get more fit. They want to get more healthy. Well, you don't see any changes that first month. You don't see any changes that second month. You don't see any. It's about 6 to 8 months. You're going to say, oh, did you change your hair color? No, I lost 5 pounds. You know, but slowly. But that doesn't stop you from doing what you got to do to get where you want to go.
Amen.
So sometimes we just got to keep doing what we got to do to get where we want to go look at what's happening on the outside. Because you know what? God works on the inside. The devil works on the outside.
That's
if it feels good, do it. And God said, it's good because I am going to do it. And He's going to work it from the inside. Now, people might not notice it, but you're going to know inside your heart has changed.
Yeah, that's right, man. From the inside. And that's a big point out there, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
From the inside, the change starts. From the inside, everything grows where no one sees but only the Maker.
Mm.
God Himself, His divine hand comes down and touches. His divine spirit that speaks over you. And every time you're reading the Word of God and you're saying, Lord, I don't know what it's saying right here, but it's working.
Amen.
It's working inside.
That's right.
Because you're the branch that has to produce a fruit.
Amen.
And the vine is Jesus Christ. And with the between the vine and the fruit is the branch.
That's
and
right.
That's
the
you.
Conduit. That's right.
And so the Spirit of God, that inherent power of God that has to flow from the main vine, it has to flow through
the branch. Amen.
And when that branch doesn't want to grow, it's going to grow.
That's right.
God provides it. He makes it possible. So no struggle out there. Just release it to God. No stress.
Amen.
Just be blessed by the Word of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, that's a good thing. You see, that's the visual thing right there. the branch, okay? See, just like God himself, he is in the branch. He is in us.
Yes.
And we are the ones that are going to bear the fruit because it has to come from him through us to produce the fruit.
Amen.
And then to produce more fruit.
More.
But you see, it has to come from somewhere. It doesn't come from us. It comes from the creator who is the tree. But we're that branch. And at the end of the branch, what do you find? You find all the fruit.
The fruit.
Yes. And you know, sometimes, you know, that we got to go through some pruning. You know, sometimes, but they don't prune you to hurt you. They prune you to make you even more fruitful, more bountiful. Ooh. You can do so much fruit now, but what if we just took a little bit more of this unforgiveness out of you? What if we took a little bit more of this anger out of you?
The anger branch.
What if we took a little bit out of this self-control out of you? Now look how much more bountiful. But yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit, but it's going to be productive in the long run.
Yes, it will.
You guys like that, huh?
Yeah. And you know,
snip, snip.
And you know, through all the struggles, I want to just pray with you out there.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Okay.
God's faithfulness. We challenge, but let's do it for
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, truly thank you, Lord, for this moment and this time.
Thank
and
you,
as your
Jesus.
Spirit now just reaches out and settles into the hearts of each and every of the listeners out
Father,
there.
The men,
Lord,
the women.
Reach deep into their hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, where they cannot see, Lord, just start working in them.
Lord.
Start removing, start delivering,
pruning,
start answering,
Father.
Lord, and start making sense to them.
Yes.
Bless them this night and let them know they're never alone.
Never.
You are always there with them in Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 You know, we want to let you know, everybody, that Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m., we're right here, 99.5 FM. And if you're tired of getting messed up, you come on over here and you're going to get blessed up tomorrow night, Tuesdays. You know what happens on Tuesdays?
Woo!
Pastor James Bird Mahilona. The jumping pastors,
fishers of men.
You know, and then on Wednesdays, we're blessed now that we have Pastor Keith Ryder coming in,
Amen.
Doing a wonderful
job.
Light
of Promise.
Woo-hoo. Light of Promise Church. And we want to give a big shout out to all our Ohana out there in Hana.
Hana.
Our Ohana in Hana. Can't wait to see you guys
Ohana
again.
Ohana in Hana.
Master's
the Master's touch by his word. Thank
Amen.
You for blessing us
Hi,
so
Megan.
Much. Hey, Megan, everybody else over there. Such a blessing. And
Hallelujah.
To all of those, you know, we have our Kapahulu sisters that are tuning in. Stairway
Ooh,
Ministries
Amen.
Up in Alava.
Hello.
Brother Rocky, if you're listening tonight, don't worry. We're going to deposit the check.
Yeah.
We're working on that. But thank you for your grace,
you.
Man. Thank you for your grace, you know.
Yes.
And we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in because we know that you could be doing other things, but you've chosen tonight at this time to tune in to Free Insight Ministry on 99.5 FM.
Yes.
Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed.
Too blessed.
Now go get some rest and put the love of Jesus in your heart tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you. God love you. Aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.